Over 5 years, more than $1 million came to counties and an Indian tribe in a 13-county region of western Wisconsin. While public health officials figured odds were that another terrorism act was unlikely in this part of the state, they jumped at the chance to update communications equipment and train extra staff for what was the most likely emergency event, a flu pandemic. Gretchen Sampson is director and health officer for the Polk County Health Department, which is the fiscal agent for the 13-county Western Region Partnership for Public Health Preparedness.
I think most public health people thought that if there was going to be a public health emergency, it was likely going to be an emerging infectious disease and not so much something like anthrax or another weapon of mass destruction.
Sampson says the money provided professional and clerical staff training like that of fire and police departments operating through emergency operations centers with a command center and telephones for everyone. What's looming, she says, is a possible staff cutback because of no new funding for pandemic flu preparation, and the Homeland Security funding ended this year.
Without this money, our capacity will dwindle very quickly because there are no county dollars anymore, and grants are becoming scarce.
That's not good news for public health officials, since the future of this novel flu virus is still unclear, and Gretchen Sampson says Polk County has just identified a probable case of the H1N1 flu. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.